Yeah. But Miss, can you tell me where you lived before that?
Yeah, we live on Romney. Did you come up that road? Did you have much trouble finding Romney, that little narrow street?
No, that wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
You I shot straight with that iron gate, like you said.
Yeah, you could watch it after you passed that iron fence.
Mm-hmm.
Good marker.
Very good.
Yeah, that Romney, I lived on that street. Right there, just as you come up the hill, on the left-hand side, of course, I'm probably you didn't see a brick home there. They rebuilt it. We destroyed it during the storm.
Uh-huh.
And we sold it. And the fella, we sold him what was left, you know.
Can you tell me about your old home place out in Kenwood where you lived there?
Well, I was raised on Jordan River, yeah. Like I told you, my aunt and uncle raised me. See what happened? My daddy sold out. My mother died when I was 2 months old.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother knew she was going to die, you know. Well, she might have been 3 months old. So she sent for my aunt, who was my daddy's sister. That's Miss McLeod. You see it, it'll be 95 on that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So she said, I'm going to give me to her, you know. You know how people used to do, you know. You taking them, you're your boy, you know. So, and my daddy was there too. So then, because my daddy had 5 more children, was older than I was, but they were old enough and big enough to go to the convent and go to the brothers, what we call the brothers' school, you know.
Yeah.
And they'd take care of them and raise them, you know. My daddy turned over there. So that mean my aunt raised me and I stayed with them, you know. Lived with them. I never did follow my daddy at home, you know. My sisters and them, they'd go to school in the wintertime and they'd come back to his house in the summer and spend it with him, you know.
Yeah. You raised by your aunt?
Yeah, raised by my aunt.
That's all. Were you the oldest,
Mr.? I was the youngest one. See, that's how come my mother died when I was just 3 months old. They was all older than me.
Oh, I see.
So he took them and put them in school, you see.
Uh-huh.
Most of them was big enough to go to school, my brothers and sisters, you see. And he carried them over yawned the girls and put them in a convent, and the convent raised them, you know. But of course, in the summer, they'd come to his house. He went to Waverly and operated a store business down there and built a home down there.
Uh-huh.
And of course, he never did remarry, but he always had somebody around there to cook and they'd hire people to cook, you know, like some black woman to cook, and they'd come, and he'd operate a regular house there, you know, but they'd come visit, you know. So then he left from there and went to Louisiana. They had a sawmill over there, and my uncle stayed here in Waverly running a store. That was Lihy, and there's some of them still in Waverly.
Did you have a brother, Mr.?
I had 2 brothers and 3 sisters.
Wow, and they were all older.
Oh yeah, they're older than me. Yeah, I wasn't raised with them, you know. But of course, I visited them, and I knew who my daddy was, and who my mother was. You know, what I mean, there wasn't no secret about it. I was not. You see, like my daddy. You know?
And none of them live here anymore now?
No, they live in Louisiana.
All 5 of them?
Well, one's dead. The oldest sister's dead. But my other sister, you see, my oldest sister's dead. My next sister's still living. She's about 81. And she lived in New Orleans. My brother, 79, lived in Slidell. He still operates his business. He's active, you know, like Scarborough over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sister is next. She lives in Pearl River, which is right by Slidell. You know, Slidell and Pearl River, like Waverly and Bay St. Louis, you know.
Yeah.
And she lives there. Her husband's dead. She lives by herself. But my other brother lives there too, right where in Slidell, my last brother. Live in Slidell. They both live in Slidell. I got 3, you know, 1 sister and 2 brothers in Slidell, and I got 1 sister in y'all. I take care of the whole clan. And of course, they came there all in Hassel and the Kill. You go to the Kill, when you pass there on that right hand side of the road, left hand side of the road, it's all Hass, you know.
Up in the Kill?
Yeah. It's all Hass, you know. Well, I mean, they got other people there, I mean, but there's a lot of Hasses here.
Yeah.
And they live close together, what makes it look like it's a whole lot of them, you know?
Yeah.
Can
you tell me a little about the first house you lived in? Well, I guess you lived the house you lived with your aunt.
Yeah.
Was that up in the camp?
Right. Yeah, still there.
It is?